I'm in my room in front of the window, and the window's open. It's raining and cold. And they say that it's going to rain about 90 centimeters by tomorrow. It's hard to comprehend. Maybe it won't. The last time that it rained 30-some centimeters, it took a chunk of our road away. Still passable, but a chunk went away. It's good to be with you. I just absolutely love it, and nature is just vibrant today. Rain is falling. Everything is puffed out. The flowers are not so happy. Shall we go again onto the lexicon? I have had a request about a word that I feel is really important, as well as the person who requested this word to be considered. They felt it was important too. And the word is freedom. It's often used in the spiritual community. Freedom. I'm working for my freedom. And actually, it doesn't apply in spirituality. Freedom doesn't apply. What does apply is the term liberation. And there's a difference between freedom and liberation. Freedom is a kind of unrestrained idea that anyone can do anything they want, anytime they want, to whomever they want, however they want. And that's a lot, right, in freedom. That's a pretty amazing idea, but that's what the idea of freedom means. You might find in the thesaurus, the word freedom also has the word liberation, but they make a very distinct difference. And liberation is release. The release and the wisdom of making conscious decisions. Mm-hmm. Where freedom is freedom from everything. You don't have to make any conscious decisions. You're just totally free, and that's that. And everybody else has to tolerate your freedom. And that's kind of what's happening in the United States right now, is this big war against thunder. No, that's interesting, no? It's a long thunder. Say the word war and the thunder rolls. This idea of freedom is running rampant in the streets of the United States right now. We can just smash this and we can do this and we can do that. It's called rioting. And we can set fires and we could even kill people and damage people and hurt people. This is freedom. And in a way it is. In a way it is, because that's what's going on and people are just unbridled rioting. And the interesting thing that I see in this is most of the people who are gathered in these gatherings don't even know each other. They have no idea who they are confronting or what their life is about. On either side or all sides or whatever side that's sided. And liberation is standing back, observing through detachment. Detachment is another lexicon word. And detachment means I am invested in everything as a life. And I cannot be attached to this and I cannot be attached to that because there are no comparisons in my life. Everything is totally as it is, what it is, how it is. Detachment is a kind of liberation. And it doesn't, the spiritual term of detachment, tyagi, tyagi, tyaga, means really love. And for everything totally, without question. Not attached to any ideology, any race, any color, any gender, any status, any country. But that all of it is the creation of the divine intelligence. Divine to me means undividable. When I say divine, it means undividable. There's another lexicon word for you. So freedom can mean unbridled and not detached, but very attached to its ideology, and that nobody should have anything to say about anything that anybody does. And if they do, they're not free, they're on the other side, or they have some other name that they can label everyone that they don't even know who these people are. Freedom. Mm-hmm. But liberation is the release, the ability to be detached. Like the forest is detached. It's simply the forest. A person who is detached is simply a person who considers all things and everything exactly as it is. And perhaps a detached person would also display the love of the universe, so to speak, just in their being. And this is what's going to have to change on Earth to make these wars and this idea, my freedom as opposed to your freedom. We all know the spark that lit the problem in the United States, and it was terrible. One felt completely free to take the life of another, but he was not liberated in it. Neither one were liberated in the event. It was a freedom to do whatever anyone wants to do, however they want to do it, to whomever they want to do it, whenever they want to do it. So freedom is not the correct word for spiritual means deeper than the superficial. The ability to see not only humanity as this color, that color, this gender, that gender, this status, this country, that country, but to see again, as we spoke before, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, it's all humanity misunderstanding each other and everyone wanting the freedom to do whatever they want to do, even if it means to bring harm, because they need to be free. Mm-hmm. So liberation is also freedom, but it's much different, because liberation is when one has no choices anymore. You've heard me speak about this before. No choices anymore means I cannot be lying to people. I cannot manipulate them for my own end. I don't have a mask for every single person I meet. Here I am. I'm not afraid to be transparent. Liberation. Release. A kind of emancipation. Looking in the thesaurus, emancipate, to emancipate, is an action, a verb, to unchain, to release, to deliver, to unshackle, to untie, unyoke, disenthrall. And disenthrall means to relieve. Mm-hmm. You're no longer enthralled. Enthrall, we'll go there. I'm looking it up in the... There it is. Enthrall means to give attention. Mm-hmm. In fascination. enthrall means to be very involved in a situation with fascination or somebody, to be enthralled with somebody through fascination, that they didn't notice anything else but that. We're speaking about liberation as opposed to freedom, the opposition of freedom. Actually, at some point, they are synonymous. They mean the same thing. But when you see freedom as unrestrained and you know liberation as neither unrestrained or restrained, and there you are in the center, like the rest of nature, being yourself. It's an interesting difference, isn't it? The difference between freedom and liberation. Liberation, release. To make good choices. Still, you can make good choices. And yes, there is a time when you cannot make any choices, and that's a really good choice right there. Because you have chosen enough of what brings you to your integrity that you cannot go another way. That's liberation. Now you're liberated from making poor decisions that have created tremendous drama in your life, in any situation, between people, whatever, because you are resolved. You are not going to encourage disdain between human beings. Out of this mess in the United States, this mess of freedom, the freedom is amazing. People were free to, we go back to the United States, people were free to protest. A really, really good thing. The people's voices are heard in number. What a wonderful thing is that? We want resolution. We're not here in the street for nothing. We want this resolved, and we want it resolved in the right way. It's fantastic, fantastic. And then comes in an unrestrained energy that just rips through everything. And that is called, in one sense, freedom. We leave the United States to do what the United States is doing. It's a small fraction of the population, but still very dynamic. We leave that now. And we come back to liberation, which has a completely different nuance, even though they're synonymous at times, different nuance than freedom. I am emotionally untied to whatever happens in the world because I'm in the state of love. And love is coming up on the lexicon because so complex and multidimensional and so simple and so uncomplex and so revealing. Liberation is the ability to say, yes, I have compassion for every single soul that is involved in confusion, pain, suffering. Doesn't matter what side they're on or what they've done, compassion means that incredible state of love, of understanding why people do what they do. And out of this liberation is like a blossoming of the soul and heart. And this is what is needed for the world to change. People are required to liberate themselves from divisions, to free themselves from divisions. There it works together. Because once freedom and liberation are in consideration of the whole, they are synonymous. I am free to have this compassion. I have been liberated from any ideology except for the universal law of reciprocity. When I receive, I offer. Interdependence of all things, that every being on earth is here, and that every element of the universe supports that being to be here. And to, well, in our understanding, to go through the experiences of life to liberate themselves, not from life, but within it. To be alive like everything else is interdependent, and so many trees grow in the forest, and the forest is a place where people can go to have the sense of peace and beauty. I said maybe in satsang or maybe on the last transmission that I heard a wonderful statement, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. That's a very profound statement. That says, if you do not stand for what it means to be excellent in life, loving, forgiving, compassionate, honest, kind, generous, courageous, any one of those qualities contain all of the qualities. It just does. There's one predominant, but yet the other come through like water falling into the ocean. All of the waters fall into it. And my sense about the uprising in the world right now is that it's going to root and spring out a very beautiful blossom. Very beautiful indeed. And people, in their deepest sense and most simple sense, truly want to be liberated from the emotional turmoil of anyone else. That can happen through compassion. That happens through love. Somebody wrote to me today and said that their emotional state was agitated. I would say that's the word. And liberation really means that I learn to calm my emotional field, the state that confuses me, and you can do that through breath. Through being where you are, present. Because when the emotions are agitated, then confusion ensues. And when confusion ensues, one wants to know what's right, one wants to know what's wrong, and which side they should stand on. Liberation means I stand for, we're going back to that wonderful statement, what is truly great in every human being, in all of the world, in all of history, even though there's been tremendous manipulation and so on. I stand for every human being, that they will come to the nuance of liberation of all confusion and see. There's a difference between freedom and liberation. One who's free may not see. One who's liberated will definitely see. It means that my emotional field is calm. And there I can see through any fog that may come into the field, because my emotional field is reflective and I can see. That's liberation. To be liberated from agitated emotional states. The nuance here in freedom could be, I'm free to feel any way I want to about anybody I want to and tell everybody I want to how it is. and I'm free to be agitated. Okay. See, there's a difference between freedom in some nuance and liberation in any nuance, because liberation means release, detachment, the profundity of simple and open love and compassion, and the willingness for understanding and living life for everyone, because you are like you are. These qualities of liberation are always like doors inside your being, and one opens and they all fly open. One, I cannot manipulate anyone anymore, will open all the doors of integrity, honesty, kindness, generosity, integrity. They all open. And when you go in one door, all of them lead to the same place, your heart. The difference between liberation and freedom, in some nuances, many, are stark. In freedom can come some arrogance. In liberation, there's no need for it. It doesn't exist anymore. It's not a place to express oneself. It's thin, if at all. Liberation from loving in comparison. This more than that, rather than this totally and that totally. For this being this and that being that. Totally. Cannot measure. I'm free to do whatever I want. Liberation thins want considerably. You'll still want to eat, and you'll still want to go to bed at the right time, and you'll still want to have nice clothes, and you'll still want. But your want and your true want will be that all beings are liberated in their minds from whatever confuses them and creates the idea of divisions in them, and those all have to go. Liberation, release. I've always said that spirituality is release. I am now liberated from hatred. Liberated. It may still linger around somewhere, but it is not a part of who I am. And that's the commitment for as many lives as is necessary for that to be as true can be. I pray it's now. We will see. Liberation. I can love who I do not like because I see them as a creation of divinity, the undividable and essential nature of all beings. Liberation, different from freedom. As I said, you can look into the streets of the United States right now. It gives my heart sadness. And on the other hand, it is what it is, and I'm not here to invest in my sadness. I'm here to feel it for everyone and to ripple out into consciousness the profound and simple desire that everyone will be unconfused and see Vasudeva Kutumbakam, that the world is a family of humanity, and that we depend on each other just to be. Every element of life is depending on another just to be. That is a universal law. That is science. Science calls it something else. We call it the interdependence of all things. Liberation is what Jesus was speaking about when you've heard me say it so many times before. Be in the world, but not of it. Not of its ways. Not of its sides. Not of its anger. Not of its confusion. Not of its manipulation. Not of its love for money and status. Not for any of that. But for the beauty of life, which is around us all of the time, and we forget it because we're enthralled. We're enthralled with something, and we forget completely what's around us. Disenthralled liberation. I'm enthralled by the beauty of this dance and this person's ways and the drama. I am so enthralled that I cannot see anything else. And anything else that comes into it will be judged severely for whether it supports it or not. That's something, huh? So liberation is release from those qualities so that one's eyes are broad and seeing deeply and unhindered by the clouds of confusion. And we can get there because that's our very nature. Like the forest, like the rivers, like the sun, like the night. We are here in balance with all things when we are true to ourselves and each other. Liberation. And liberation goes even deeper than that, but let's start right there. Liberation is also the complete release of identity with anything other than the spirit within you, the great love within you, the integrity within you. And those identities have no fixed place, so they're fluid. And we know when we are liberated that everyone has this mystery of life within them. And we come to understand that people are the way they are because they've learned to be that way. And their teachers have learned to be that way too. A liberated soul, one who is liberated, stands for the greatness in the creation that the great mystery brings forth every minute and doesn't fall for anything or everything, but stands strong in their sense of totality rather than splintered or shattered or divisive or multitudes of ideas that conflict with the laws of the universe, which puts everything side by side. And it seems that only humans conflict. Even animals will have their domain. And when they're hungry, they will eat another animal, but so do we. And so do people, but not as cleanly as the animals do. The animals just meet their prey. And we go to the grocery store and pick it up and don't know the history of anything that we're putting in our mouth and forget that the earth supplies everything, all of life. She is the great Lakshmi. She is the great goddess. She brings forth our masculine counterparts. And if you're masculine, our feminine counterparts. And brings them together in the heart, which is the most important spaciousness to be liberated in here it goes, where they are the same, the freedom to love. And the freedom, for as long as choices are made, when one is liberated from divisive sides and stands for the one who has created the stars in the night and the colors and forms and bodies and sounds and experiences, when one stands for that, then one stands for everyone. And not that there should be violence, not at all. However, I ask again, how is it that that violent person who doesn't know, who is wild and free and unfettered, completely unrestrained, how did they ever get that way? Where was their mother and father? Where was the community? Where was the upbringing that said both yes and no to the child? Yes and no. Who loved the child and raised the child in that universal law? Because it's natural, not because it's so abstract. It's not abstract at all. It's very natural. I'm looking at pink roses. How did they ever come into being? I do not know. That is my perception, pink roses. So we come to understand how people get like they get. We don't condone creating pain and suffering for anyone. And yet one who is liberated sees the innocence in everything and everyone, because they are like they are, because they've been taught to be like they are, and their teachers were taught in the same way. And that's why it's so important that people who are deeper, considering deeper, simpler, continue on this journey to one's heart until one cannot leave anymore. Sometimes people say to me, it hasn't been for a long time, but somebody may say to me, oh, I just want to go home. I'm just glad I'm home. I say, you have never left home. You just adhered to a lot of ideas. I don't feel I belong. Well, I don't have. It's not enough. All of these are burdens to the soul. When is enough enough? And on the other hand, it's like freedom and liberation. Sometimes enough is enough. But not when it's a bottomless pit that can never be filled by anything except the liberation, detachment, vast and simple love that one naturally is.